Welcome, my name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, we are talking about nearly half of middle-class Americans don't plan to retire. Now, we're going to listen to this news clip. Now, is this because of volition, because they want to retire, or they can't retire? We're going to talk about both sides of this equation. And what I want you to do is I want you to determine which side of this fence you belong.
As the cost of living continues to rise, many Americans are adopting a new retirement plan. Just keep working. Don't retire. A new study found about half of middle-class Americans who are employed plan to work past 65. So CBS News Money Watch reporter Amy Peake is following this story for us and joins us to explain. So, Amy, in a way, this kind of doesn't surprise me. You know, we've kind of, for many, many people, we've gotten rid of things like retirement plans, and you're depending on your 401k, and most people don't have enough money in their 401k. But you tell me, what's behind this trend?
Yeah, hi, Emery. You're quite right. I mean, a lot of this is due to people just feeling that they don't have enough saved. But there is something else that's a little bit more positive going on here, which is that some ideas and views about retirement and turning 65 have changed. I mean, a lot of people feel like they're not ready to retire at 65. So their quote unquote retirement involves some level of work or volunteering or something that maybe keeps them active. So there's sort of two sides to this. So it's not all negative. I just want to point that out. But there, of course, is a big retirement gap right now with people generally not having enough saved for a long retirement.
The fact that people are not planning for their retirement, they are not creating retirement plans. So they're basically guessing their way to retirement. And it's kind of an oxymoron. She said that people have thrown away their retirement plans and relying on their 401k. Well, if you rely on your 401k, that is your retirement plan. You just say, hey, whatever's in there, that's what I'm going to live on for the rest of my life. Unfortunately, this is going to be detrimental. One, we're going to see an increase in the working middle class. Two, we are going to see people working a lot longer. Maybe jobs aren't going to be able to pay the salaries that they deserve. Think about it. When you work 10 years, you're at a certain pay scale, 20 years of experience, 30 years. Imagine 40, 50, 60 years. Can employees afford to pay someone who's been working there 40 years the same as they would someone who may be in the business who is just as qualified for only 10? We have to think about those things. How long do I really want to work? And why do I have to work? What is your passion? Why are you out there? And I think about this all the time, is that people sacrifice their younger years when they're active, they're mobile, they can travel, they're youthful, they're strong, they're fast, and they sacrifice it to work, to gain money, to protect themselves in retirement. And then when they retire, they don't do anything. You know, they continue working. Come on, when are we going to stop and say, I need to live this life? But I just want to see what else they have to say here.
I think that's a good point. You know, people are more physically active than they were maybe a generation ago. As we get older, and people are sharper mentally, and they're living longer. And I'm wondering what role life expectancy plays in when people are calculating their retirement age.
Yeah, I mean, that's really interesting because the survey was middle class Americans, it's 55% of the population, and their median age that they expect to live to is 90 years old. So, you know, they're expecting 25 years in retirement. You know, that's much longer than previous generations when maybe it would have funded like, you know, 10, 15 years of retirement. So basically, Americans are seeing that they need to fund a longer retirement. And, you know, that's an issue, especially when I think the median household right now, middle class household, only has $66,000 saved for retirement.
Wow.
So,
$66,000 saved for retirement. This is no accident. If you looked at the chart or if you're watching this on YouTube, this is middle class people who are making $50,000 to $200,000 per year. So you're telling me you're making, let's say, even on the middle ground, $100,000 to $120,000, and over a 20-year, 30-year career, you can't save more than $66,000. So as we prepare for our retirement, as we start planning for our retirement, we're going to have to plan for the life that we want to live. Are we going to live to 90? Maybe. But what is the quality of life when you're 89? Are you going to hit your first backflip? Are you going to go hiking when you're 87? You know, what are we doing at these ages? She says that we're sharper, you know, all those type of things. But once again, we have to be very realistic. What are we doing in our older ages? And how can we start living our lives that we want sooner?
You know, how are you going to fund 25 years of retirement with that money? So that's part of the issue that's happening. But I think one thing that's interesting about this, too, is that many people actually underestimate how long they might live is called longevity risk. And that's one thing retirement experts really want people to understand is that you might live a lot longer than you think. And so that's another reason why they urge people to delay claiming Social Security, because you can get a bigger benefit the longer you wait to claim Social Security. So if you're living to 90, 95, it's better to have a bigger Social Security check to help fund that longer retirement.
I don't know how I feel about this. The only reason I'm a little conflicted is because when you're calculating your Social Security, it's a unique decision. You have to understand your financial situation. Two, you have to understand your break-even point. How long will it take for you to break even if you delay? Yes, you're going to get that guaranteed compound interest growth on your Social Security if you delay it to full retirement age and even beyond. But what is the cost? If you're going to start at 70, how long is it going to take you to recoup that money? Now, you're saying you're living till 90, but why are we depending only on Social Security? Now, this is straight from the Social Security Administration website. It says the maximum benefit depends on the age you retire. For example, if you retire at full retirement age in 2024, your maximum benefit would be $3,822. However, if you retire at 62 in 2024, your maximum benefit would only be $2,710. If you retire at age 70 in 2024, your maximum benefit would be $4,873. Now, obviously, this is not including inflation, cost of living adjustments, the improvements to Social Security, all those kind of good things. This is not financial advice. I'm not telling you what to do. But what I am saying is this is where financial planning comes into play. It took me 5 minutes to do this. It took you 1 minute to listen. Now you have a better idea of, whoa, maybe I need to think about something different than Social Security. Maybe I need to rely on something more than my 401k. Maybe I need to speak to someone to figure out what are my options. Because if I would have waited till I was 70 thinking I was making quote unquote more money, I could have been in big trouble, right? And the same thing goes with our finances. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap up here, but I just want to whisper in your ear right now, not having a retirement plan is not a plan you want to have. Just go over your numbers. Don't be afraid of them, because they're coming anyway. It's better to get ahead of them, to get your finances in order so you can live rich and righteous in retirement. Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.